Hello, hello. What's up, guys? This is Andrea with the Andrea Effect. I hope you're having a beautiful morning, day, or night, whatever time you are listening to this podcast episode at. I am so excited. The holiday season is so... I got into the spirit. You know, there is so much back and forth about what is and what isn't. And, you know, hey, Christmas trees, this, are they pagan? Is it the holiday? Just, you know, let it go, relax and do this and that. And I was like thinking the other day, gosh, you know, I really enjoyed it when I was younger, all these things. And now as I get older and you learn more, it's like, is that why older people are so jaded all the time, right? That's when I was younger, I used to think, you know, they over the hype, they saw the truth or, you know, different perspectives. But precisely this podcast is about that perspective. And so having this conversation where a lot of my life, I lived in a victim mindset. And if I let myself, I can go into there if I allow myself. I don't know if that's common for a lot of people. I don't know if that's common for you. I don't know if you're self-aware to see that that's been common for you. But there's a level of self-pity that I just like, I just roll in it. Like it's just delicious, cool sand in a hot summer day near the beach. And I have to be very careful with that. And by being very careful, I mean, I have to be mindful on who I surround myself with. You got your normal, you know, bitch fest and moan and groan and rant and like, oh my gosh, oh, right? You have that. And I don't know if that'll ever go away. It doesn't always feel yummy, but, you know, being in alignment and staying in a high vibe, that has like a yummy feeling. But doing some low level behaviors, I'm being very honest with you guys here, that has a familiar kind of yummy feeling. And so we have to be able to decipher, right? Is it worth it afterwards? Is that moral hangover? Is that, ugh, I shouldn't have added animal style on the fries and the burger? Is that feeling worth it afterwards? And so when we look at it that way, like what happens after? How is this going to affect me after? Which a lot of us don't, right? We're just like in the moment, the present, and just going with the flow. I think venting's great. But that's what therapy is for. I feel that you can come up with an action plan. The real, real tricky part is if you are surrounding yourself around other people who are in victim mindset and you yourself are in victim mindset, then you're going to push each other and pull each other. But there's always like an underlying reason. And while you may be aware of it or not, or just later down the road, right? Once you stepped away from it, you're able to see, oh, that's really not how I like it to be. And I feel so selective and so grateful that I have kind of been able to step back. I don't know if I've shared this in my other podcast, but I got burnt out, guys. That's straight up what it was. I just got burnt out. I got burnt out, not because I didn't love what I was doing, but I was doing too much of kind of what I was doing to a point where it was just being busy to be busy. At some point, it was just too much, right? And I had a team like to rely and ask and delegate to. And still, I took it upon myself because I needed that. And it wasn't about ego, any credit, you know, hey, it's my team. You guys know I own a couple businesses too. And if something went wrong, obviously that's all me, you know, that's just how it goes. But it was not about me. It was just about doing. Very much in my masculine energy, if you will. But once I had an opportunity to step back and do all I could do without running around and doing all of that, I started to see I've been adding so much, like 70, 60%, okay? I was adding on my plate unnecessarily. And it goes back, right? The 80-20 rule, you do 20% of your dedicated work, you will see 80% of the results. And so I've switched into that. And it's thrown a lot of people in for like, okay, this is kind of different. It's throwing me into a place where I'm able to look at things very objectively. Obviously, I'm human. I have a heart and feelings and all that, emotions. I'm very, you know, sensitive in that sense. But I am able to look at things objectively, and I really like the results. I like the results that I'm seeing. I'm being selective. Some people call it boundaries. I call it just normal self-love, you know? I wasn't in that space for a while. And I thought I was. I had sure improved from other spaces. But even now, I feel like there's some days, you know, where I'm just like, oh, I'm neglecting myself. I'm not listening to me. I'm not happy. This is not happy. I need to do more of this and this. And so you have to take care of yourself. Is it lovely to have someone be like, here, sit down, relax? Yes, I have that too. Thankfully, I have a very loving family. Thank God. But at the same time, it's easy to fall back into that pattern, especially when you haven't identified like your boundary or the reason as to why it happened, and kind of dissect all those things. And I have had that opportunity. So it's helpful, and I'm able to be like, okay, this is the limit. This is what I can and can't do. I'm sorry, right? But I can't disrespect myself so that you will approve of me. I'm going to have to let you be upset with me or be disappointed or, you know, feel this type of way because there was a long time where I didn't. And now I'm just, this is all I can do here, right? And so this is all I can give of me right now. I can't give 100%, but I can give you 25 today. And for this particular reason, you know, moving forward, this is what I can do. And even some of my dear friends, you know, where we would talk very constantly or see each other on a weekly basis or biweekly. And it's just, it's not that. It could be, you know, obviously I'm not in the same area or environment, but it's quality over quantity. I'm talking to them few and far in between, but when we talk, we just pick up where we left off. And I think that is a very sound relationship, loving, you know, and the shift of life, it's just so beautiful. But there's always that chance, you know, where they're like, it's never zero. Right? The chances of you slipping back to doing something in these habits, it's never zero. And while I wish, you guys, and I pray, like, I could just not be that way ever, and there's some switch, I have to tell you the truth. It is maintenance. If you were wired a certain way for so many years, in order to break that, it is maintenance. You're going to take a long time. It doesn't have to be a lifetime. It could be, though, to break it. And so this brings me into my next topic, is the mindset about that, right? The mindset about that, and realizing that, you know, let's just say you put yourself in a circle, you're a whole person, because you are a whole person, and you just, you know, put it into quarters, 25, 25, 25, 25, and you see there's this part that you're really super freakishly good at, and there's this other part you'd like to grow. And then there's this other part that, you know, may be a little disappointing. And there's this other part that you don't want anyone to know, but people who know, right? Because it shows up in all those other areas. And so there's so many, and we could do it in layers or circles, whatever you want to do, but there's so many different components to ourselves that if we're not doing the work, if how we really, really think, no matter what performance you put on, hey, oh my God, this or that, those things will pop up, right? Those things will pop up. Those things, that little quarter you think you're hiding, that will pop up in all the other areas in one way or another. And it shouldn't have to knock you down. And you shouldn't have to feel shame about it. And many do, many do, you know, Like, I have some flaws. I don't know if I'm ready to share them yet, but I have some things where I'm just like, you know, procrastination is one of my things. And you wouldn't, you know, I have to be on myself because of that. But oddly enough, I'm very disciplined about some things. So I have the capacity. And even if the things I don't want to do, I still know that I have that tool. So I'll pull it out. But it is harder to do something that doesn't light me up. But because I have the tool of discipline and I built that muscle, I do have the capacity to do that. And so I'll just do it. I don't overthink. I don't dread. That's how I do it. I'm like, okay. I think in my earlier podcast around 2018 or something, I shared how I would be like, come on, get your shit together. Like, really drill sergeant myself, which is amazing, right? It is what it is. But there's other days when I'm like, Andrea, this is going to be for your good. So I will hype myself up. And when I say you have to be your own cheerleader, I really mean it. I really mean it. And you have to do this for you. If you're doing it like, oh, what are they going to say? What are they going to think? They're going to be so disappointed. Can't do that. It's going to make you a very sad, sad person. Stressed out person. Anxious. Until you start to see that you're doing this for you, even if it's somebody else that wants it or needs it, you know, and you're able to see, like, I really love this person and I want to help them, you know, reach their goals. And I care about them, not because of anything egotistical, but soul, or I love myself. I really want to learn how to ballroom dance. And this is something that would really make me happy once I've accomplished it. I'm going to feel so good about myself when I go to the gym and I do a workout, even if it's for 45 minutes, you know? Give me a second. And so when you start to look at it that way and you start to curate and see that you move in love and you stop moving out of someone done did me wrong and out of spite will move you. Don't get me wrong. I've started a lot of things just out of spite. I'm not going to lie. It's just petty. I'm not proud of it. But anger, motivation, I'll show you, chip on my shoulder, spite. It'll move you. Just like having that gossip conversation, like, oh my God, did you see this? Or, oh, I can't stand this. And the rant and the venting with no action plan venting, you know, and no feedback, just dumping essentially. And so those things, they'll feel good in the moment, right? Because you're releasing and that. But if your action plan is solely based on that and it'll move you. I can't tell you it won't work. But what I'm saying is, operating from a different, you know, I'm kind of showing my left side and my right side, so you can't see, but kind of gravitating left, right, left, whatever you want to do. And on either sides of those spectrum, you can accomplish the same things. It's just what type of energy you put behind it. Right? So you can talk and be like, you know, I really have this issue. I want to figure out why this keeps happening. I don't like the way, you know, I can't hold a relationship, a successful one. I can't I can't open up or connect with people, whatever your issue is, you know, and talking with somebody. So you still vent, you still rant, you still get that out, but then you have an action plan because you're talking to a professional and you're talking to somebody who's qualified. Is that a coach? Is that a therapist? Is that a priest, a pastor, a counselor? And then you work on that. And so, and the other side, right, moving towards your goals out of spite, out of that, versus saying, you know, I'm going to sit down with a mentor or a coach and talk to someone objectively, and I want to accomplish this goal. Why, you know, I want to move this along, I want to move that along. And really moving out of that way, it's not only is it emotionally mature, but it seems to me, because I've done it both ways, that it's more self-sustaining. And it it anchors in something with you, like a light of truth and purpose, like within like the very belly of your soul, like your, like the very deepness, like it just anchors it in. And so with that foundation, anything you add on top of it, even if it doesn't come out, I think I've launched a couple programs with Andrea Effect, but the Andrea Effect was launched with so much love, with so much the reason and purpose that I don't want anybody in this world to think that they're going through something alone the way I did for so long, and that the outcome of it be solutions, that the outcome of it be resourceful, informational, educational, a lesson, a teaching moment. And that it's not, I don't think I did that in my very, very early ones, but I can't take them down because that would erase everything of what this podcast channel stands for. And that's the truth. There's, you know, go look back at it. Everything, the post, everything, I can't erase it. I can't just be like, oh, this is a new me. This is what I've evolved to. This is that. No. That defeats the purpose of being vulnerable and open and raw and messy and growing and being messy again and growing again and learning. And that defeats the purpose of the truth. And the truth is that we're all trying to figure it out. And out of those, the whole person that we are, there's four little quarters, right? And each of us has those. And it really does matter who you surround yourselves with, guys. If you surround yourself around people who are just constantly, woe is me, the victim, someone done did us wrong, and this and that, and just this narrative of repeating, you know, holding on to the hurt, holding on to a narrative that is going to, you know, while my mom did, while my dad, like, we were this, they did that, and you're never, like, you become self-aware of it. That's great. But how did that make you feel, right? How did that make you feel that you were neglected, abandoned, or conditionally loved, or ignored, or, you know, just bought? Like, you were given material things, but no, really. How was your day at school? Hug, kiss, and just, you know, attention. Played a game with your parents, you know, or whatever it could be, or received a gift, you know, sometimes some people haven't received anything or been hurt by your parents. There's some people out here who have been sexually abused by their parents. And so I know that's going a little bit dark, but, you know, someone came to mind in particular that I know, and we got to send, we got to keep prayers. We got to keep prayers because anyone who chooses to wake up every day and live with that and still have some type of humanity in their heart in one way or another, you got to keep on going. You got to give them a moment, to be them. So we're amongst a lot of different people who have gone through a lot of different stuff and they've interpreted it their own personal way. What may be tough for them may be like, you know, seventh grade for me or 7 years old for me. And it may have crumbled somebody else. And so that's not to say, oh, I'm tougher, I'm better than you. No, maybe I may have before, but never in competition. Just more like I'm proud of myself and I've done it and I've made it and I'm proud of myself. And so that's never in competition. But somebody who's constantly been taught to compete, to be like, oh my God, look at them, look at that, get this, you know, be better than them. They're not going to understand when you shine and do your thing that that's not about them. They're going to make it about them. They're not going to understand where you're like, no, I'm sorry. You know, this is kind of what we're doing moving forward, like coaching, right? This is my rate. Oh my gosh, you're so expensive. I can't afford that. Why are you so expensive? That's unreasonable. And what that's telling me is that, you know, they have, that's a them thing. But before I would have been like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I can do this rate for this rate, or, you know what, let me see. And yeah, I don't think I would really say it. Sorry. I'd kind of like play it off and be like, let me see what I can do. Maybe we can do this package. And I would accommodate versus saying, you know, there's somebody that can fit you. Let me refer you to a couple people, or here are some resources. And that took me a long time. And as a business owner, that's not always smart, because you're a business owner. I'm not a charity organization. And I ran my business for so long, like, oh, you know, I like to help and do all this stuff. Yes, but never at the expense of not being able to pay bills, or, you know, having to decide. And I did that. I did that work for such a long time. In the very beginning of my career, one of the things that I know, and we're going to kind of go into money blocks and stuff like that really quick, and then I'll bring it back. But this wonderful book, it's called Get Rich, Lucky Bitch by Denise Duffield Thomas. Amazing book. I put it all over my socials recently, but oh my gosh. And I messenger her, and she's like, awesome, right? And she was actually a coach for one of my favorite coaches, which is Katrina Ruth. And I met Katrina Ruth through one of my very first coaches, which is Kim Bowen, Lakshmi Dev. So all of these people have played such a big role in my life in one way or another. And so, and now that I'm more self-aware, I see things in them too. And I'm like, oh, at first I was like judgy with it. I'm like, oh, well. And then later on, I'm like, oh, we're all just self-aware and try to make sure we don't go revert back to those things, right? That we're in a daily maintenance plan, that we understand the bonus that happens when you stay true and aligned to yourself, and you move out of like boundaries of love. And it's not like, oh, this guy's trying to take advantage. No, I'm not going to give you this. Screw him. There was that part too. I'm like, I'm not going to work with any X type company. I'm not going to say it here. I don't want to, you know, there's no need for it actually. So, but I'm not going to work with this industry or this industry. You know, they don't want to pay. They don't see the value. I'm not going to waste my time. And that's just what it is. And two, and I was a little upset and angry, but I was upset and angry because I had accepted less than what I deserved. And it was easy to blame the other person. And so, now when I do that, whether I can be on either side, right? I can be like, oh my gosh, that's so expensive. But now I'm just like, that's awesome for them. That's not within my budget, you know, like a $50,000 or $100,000 coaching program. That's not within my budget, but I really like what you're doing. Maybe there's a smaller package I could start with, because I really want to learn from this particular person, this educator, this teacher, this course, right? Do I want like a PhD, you know, just full ride? Yeah, sure, of course. But I'm also like, okay, maybe I can just do continuing education and update and train myself in these spaces, until I'm able to really afford that, or I see the value in the return on investment for that. And that's something I really want to invest into. And I shouldn't say afford that, because honestly, if I want to, I'll make it work. So there's a lot of things that go into that, right? But I think once we realize what is and what isn't within ourselves, what other people do outside of us is, it's very much just their thing. And so once I started to see that I was in the victim mindset, and I would find a friend, you know, find another friend to go drink with and party with and have fun, and who's also like, woe is me, victim mindset, and just enabling, you know, it. And then, you know, you kind of see like, oh, well, that's why, you know, I was attracting riffraff, because I was in that vibe. Do you know what I mean? Of being in spaces that were not good for me, not beneficial. Like, who the heck has time to just be in bars all the time and just doing these things? There's so much to life to be done, and, you know, traveling and doing all this stuff. And so I chose a while back to be in a state of consciousness where I'm just like, I want to be sober, to realign and let everything come to me and make a plan from that point. And so I had to sit with myself with some ugly truths for a while. And this has been continuously ever since 2016 happened, where I first started one of my first programs. It really, really just, I would say almost every year, every other year, every 3 years, just these big waves of change. And oh my gosh, they are so draining. They're so inconvenient. They're so heavy when you're doing it. They are not easy. Oh, it is not easy, but it's worth it. Because if I look at 2016 and I look at myself now, I love it. You know, I'm sitting where I'm sitting at, I'm looking outside and it's just, it's beautiful. I'm sitting in my beautiful home, looking outside my beautiful window in a whole nother, in a state that I absolutely love. My home state is Arizona. It will always be my home state, but I absolutely love my new state that I'm in, which is now, it's always kind of been my soul second home. I've always loved it here. That's never been a secret. But I'm looking, you know, these beautiful leaves turn orange, turn this bright red, and they're sparkling in the sun. And, you know, just I'm surrounded by beauty at all times. And this is really, you can really create that for yourself. And if you would have told me that 10 years ago, when I kind of started to poke around and look at things and question and ask and attend self-help workshops and book clubs and things like that, you know, I started to do all these things. I never would have guessed this would have been my life. And I cannot wait to see what the remainder or the next, I don't know, 6 years, next year looks like for me. This month looks like tomorrow. And that's really how I feel in my soul. And that makes me whole, right? But you know what else makes me whole? Is when I wake up and I have a pressing matter. And I'm like, oh, I have to deal with this. I don't know how this, how is this going to work? I have to put, you know, the horse before the carriage because I need to invest in this and it's going to be so crazy. I don't know the risk, but I'm just going to have faith because that's how it's worked. And, but I don't know. It's scary. It's uncomfortable. You know, I'm going to be messing with my capital and like, you know, talking about business or things like that and doing these jumps and these things. And I go back and I look at all of the wonderful things. And I realize that despite some hiccups, I still have a good life. And surrounding yourself with people who also believe that, it is going to make a world of difference. You guys will see each other's lives change. Like miracles happen, just miracles happen that, you know, probably never really happened or didn't happen. You will see miracles happen. And I think it's worth mentioning that when you hear someone be like, oh, life's hard, especially if you're a parent or if you're a teen and you hear that from someone who's older, or if you're a parent, you're saying that, or you hear someone say that to your kid, feel free, if you don't feel comfortable being like, oh, I don't actually agree with that and speaking up because, you know, culturally you feel it's disrespectful, make sure to have a moment with that child or with that teen and share with them. There are hard parts of life, but life itself shouldn't be viewed as hard. That's insane. That's ungrateful. It's taking things for granted. You are not entitled to a new day. You are not entitled to life. Every day is a gift. You did not earn it to wake up every day. It is a gift. You are not entitled to that. You got to be humble with it. Very, very humble. And when you realize you wake up the next day, there's people out there who are like exercising healthy and they'll just die. There's people here like 600-pound life and they're still alive. And so every day is a gift. I believe in God. So to me, God decides that. God decides when to take you home. God decides when you still have to fulfill your purpose. And so to say that life is hard, life is this, life is that, You know, life has hard parts, though. That little 25%, you got to see what part of that you're contributing to it. You got some external factors, right? So that's what it is. I should have made it. Let's rewrite it, okay? So here's a circle. We're going to divvy it into four parts. We're going to have, like, your amazing life, right? And then you're going to have your, like, nothing bad, nothing good. It's going all right. And then you're going to have your other part where it's like, this is kind of crummy. You know, maybe I'm not so good at this. This is kind of who I am. This is not the best version of me. Then you got external factors. But within that, you get to choose, does this knock me down? Does this trigger something in me in my darkest, deepest side that just makes me lose it, you know? And is there something I can do about that? Is there someone I can talk to about that stuff? 1,001 ways to make ourselves better, you guys. We have a lot of resources. There's so much opportunity to connect with people online. So much opportunity to connect with people online and really, really just have a conversation with somebody who can give feedback. I truly believe people come into our lives for a reason. And there's ways to connect with people. I think there's different forums, there's groups. I think Discord, I think a lot of people do that, you know. Some people, I think Facebook is a little bit more personal, so some people may not be open. I think you can post anonymously now, which is super cool, because people can post, hey, you know, this is my situation. I've seen posts in different groups, community groups, and, you know, they're like, hey, I'm trying to leave an abusive relationship. How do I do this? Or I have two children. I need to get out of my domestic home. You know, I'm packing up. Where can I go to shelter? Like, deep stuff. Like, people who are in deep, deep situations. Yours could be, I procrastinate too much, or I don't listen, or I think I'm stupid, or I really don't love myself. I have very low self-esteem, and I want to get high self-esteem, but, you know, if you are struggling with self-esteem and those things, your environment, it's really important. If you can't leave your environment and it's in your household, be mindful of what you put into your mind, what you're reading, what you're seeing on social medias, what you're listening to, what you're eating. All of those things matter. And try to find a plan to make sure you can become independent as soon as possible. Get an action plan to, you know, make sure you know how to, you know, transport yourself and hold a job and do all those things and stay studying in school and really, really take advantage of every day and every life that you have, because nothing is promised. Nothing is promised. Don't let anybody tell you that life is terrible and all of that stuff. Don't let anyone tell you that you need to do or be or say something or, you know, dress a certain way or do this or that. That will bring you happiness. Have that conversation with yourself. Stop following other people's lead. Stop being so naive in that, you know, people won't get you as soon as stab you in the back as soon as you turn your back. There are some people like that, but at the same time, there are so many people who will protect you and back you up when you're not around in rooms when you're being talked about. You know, there's so much love in people's hearts, and we see that in humanity. We see, you know, we're not ignorant to these things of the world, but we do see a lot of loving people. There are so many beautiful and great people out here in this world who have given back, who have redeemed themselves, maybe if they weren't perfect, who are going to disappoint you sometimes, who are flawed, who are going to have that one thing that just irks you, but you may love them for another reason, and that's going to be a little conflicting, but it's still valid. And once you realize that, that means that, you know, you probably accept parts of yourself that are imperfect too. And you love parts of yourself that are really, really amazing. Because until you do that, you will not be able to see other people that way. That's another real indicator that when people shut off or cut off or do those things, it's just like, okay, there's something within that situation that they're going through that lets me know that, you know, they got to work through that while still holding myself accountable, right? I know I'm imperfect. So sometimes when you are imperfect, you know, you can offend other people. And I don't know, I've apologized and I guess accepted that part of myself. But it's not anyone's obligation to accept that part of me, right? And I would never force anyone to do that. But equally, healing and working to be a better person the best you can every day, or be good in the parts that you are good, really matters, because it's going to let you see the good that is in the world. You guys, I hope this has been beneficial to you. I hope you found a nugget in here, maybe one or two. But I hope it's reminded you that you are amazing, even if you are not perfect. There's a lot of beautiful things about you that only God knows and only God sees, your heart, your intentions. If people get triggered by the things you do, you know, try to be mindful of them. But at the same time, don't make that your responsibility to people, please. Step out of victim mode. Stop hanging around people who are just always talking about people. You know, set plans, focus, goals, growth. Don't worry about doing anything, you know, to people who want to have a narrative or working for them or pleasing them. Your obligation is with yourself and with God. And if you're doing things right, even if you're flawed on some days or some moments, if you're doing things right, then that's where it's going to have to stay at, you know. That's where you're going to have to start from. I should say, you don't have to stay there, but you can certainly start there. And that's going to give you a whole different foundation. Don't forget to follow us on social media, the Andrea Effect channel. This has been such a fun podcast show, you guys. I really love it. I really, really love this. Our series, Mind, Body, and Soul, Mind, Body, East, Soul, with Laura Algodacker. We are rolling out our last one. I just looked at the list and it doesn't seem that we have four episodes because we had a bonus feature with Doctora Livia Loevano, and we have to see about why they didn't upload on here. So once we get that checked out, I will go ahead and post those up and put that they're available right now on here, but they are available on YouTube. Those are already up and running, and I hope you guys stay tuned for the very last one. You guys, thank you so much for listening, and I hope this podcast show has been helpful to you. As always, un abrazo, un beso, y bendiciones. Go check out theandreaeffect.com and follow us on all of our socials to stay up to date on more inspiration, motivation, mindset work, and what we're doing next. Besitos, bendiciones, vámonos.